By a raise of hands, this is not a shaming thing at all, but how many of you guys are actively on the serving schedule? By a raise of hands. Wow, that's a good number of guys. Awesome. And so how many of you guys are serving the church in a capacity that you believe God has called you to serve in the church? Okay, that's a good number as well. And so that last one wasn't a trick question. The reason why I even bring it up is because we're all given a spiritual gift, and that's kind of what I want to go through tonight. And the Bible has several passages that help us understand the concept of spiritual gifts. And in those verses, there's Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, and Ephesians 4. And I'm going to focus mainly on 1 Corinthians 12, but you guys should write down those verses, go home tonight, and study those other chapters. They're really, really good. Okay, so before we get into this, though, we should pray, because without that, I don't think that it's good to start a message without that, and we'll get into some of the verses. So, Lord, thank you again so much for tonight. Thank you we're able to come together and just worship you. Thank you for Steele and Jet and Scrib leading us in worship. It's just an amazing thing just to even see Jet up here at such a young age playing drums like that. And so, Lord, I just ask that we can all have an open heart to what you have to say to us tonight. Let me speak through your verses, Lord, and just open up our hearts to what you have for us. In these things we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so we're going to start off with some verses. And a lot of these, I have a lot of verses, so please follow along. You can pull out your phone and whatnot, or your Bible. I'm mainly referring to the NLT and the ESV, and I've got them marked so you can follow along with those specific verses. But so we're going to start with these verses in 1 Corinthians, and it's verses 4 through 11. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of all of them. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice or a word of wisdom. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge, or gives a word of knowledge. The same Spirit gives a great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still, another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all of these gifts. He alone decides which person each gift, what each person should have. And so I've got 3 points that we want to go through tonight to talk about when it comes to serving. And the first one is this. You have been gifted a talent. Believe it or not, but God has given you a talent, and the Holy Spirit has given that to you. And just like we read in verse 4, there are different gifts, and the Spirit is the source of them all. So it's the Spirit is giving us all of these different gifts. And we're given those spiritual gifts for what? It says in verse 7, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. It's pretty neat to think about. I like to think about like this, like Christmas, and Steele's probably going to really like this this analogy, but as Christmas morning as a kid, right, the one thing that you were super excited about was to get up and run to the Christmas tree, and you've got all these presents under the tree, and you're like looking for that specific one that you were gifted, and you open it up, and you're super amped about it, and like all day long you're playing with it. And this is kind of the idea of how we are gifted from the Spirit. And we should think about it that way as well. Like, it is a special gift given to us. It's only for us. And when we get that gift and we understand what that gift is, it's something that we can utilize for the glory of God. And with confidence, we can say that we have been given this gift. Because after we're saved, when the Holy Spirit indwells in us, we are given that gift. And it's not something that we should take lightly. It's something that we should love. It's something that we should nurture, and it's something that we should use to serve the church. I would also say that in all confidence that we are also given a gift that's probably not necessarily even lined out in those set of verses. And I would say for me, one of the things I feel like God has given me is a gift of design. It's one thing that I'm good at least I think I am. And I can utilize that and serve the church. And so, again, it's one of those things when I first got saved, well, I won't say when I first got saved, but when God really got a hold of my heart, that was one area that I could actually serve the church. I wasn't on staff. I wasn't a pastor. I wasn't a small group leader. I was just coming around to the church, and Paige Crosswhite at the time was like, hey, can you design this t-shirt for me? I was like, yeah, that's awesome. Hey, can you design this flyer for me? Yes, I can do that. And over again, I was given these opportunities to use my talents to serve the church. And I loved doing it. I never felt burdened by it. It was like one of those things where I actually was like, oh, this is refreshing to do this for the church. And so I served the church in any capacity that I possibly could at that time in my life. And see, this is pretty awesome because we actually see this in the Bible, and it's pretty cool. When the Lord is talking to Moses and he says, hey, let's build this tabernacle. And he gives him all these like pretty specific instructions, right? And he's like, hey, I need some people to build this. And he's not like, hey, just randomly do a call out and see if people show up. He's not just like, maybe someone will show up and help us build this thing. He actually is like, I need some specific people to do this task. And we see this in Exodus 31, 1 through 6. And the Lord said to Moses, see, I've called my name, Bezalel. I'm going to mess up all these names, you guys, so don't judge me on that. Bezalel, son of Ur and son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God and the ability and intelligence with knowledge and all craftsmanship to devise artistic designs to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stone for setting and in carving wood to work every craft. And behold, I have appointed him, whatever the guy's name is, the son of the other guy, of the tribe of Dan, and I have given all the men the ability that they might make what I have commanded you. And we see this, it's pretty cool, right? He's like, these guys are filled with the Spirit, with the ability and intelligence, with the knowledge and craftsmanship. These weren't amateurs. These weren't just some random guys that were like, hey, I want to serve the church in this capacity. God is like, I've given these guys a talent. Let's call on them to help with this. And why that's so important is because God has given us a talent, all of us. We have something inside of us that we can utilize to serve the church. A lot of times you might refer to that or hear us say, like, your seat on the bus. And it's like, well, what is your seat on the bus? Whatever that might be. I would say for me, mine is design. That is my seat on the bus. And so we all have something in the church that we can utilize to serve the church so that we can help each other, just like it mentioned in that Corinthians verse. We're giving a gift of servanthood so that we can help one another because we can't do this all on our own. And so this brings up my second point is this. Seek out opportunities to serve. It's crazy to think about, but I have been now with this church on staff for 11 years on April 1st, which was a couple days ago. And it's crazy to think about because that time has gone by so quick. But the reason why I even mention that is because I've done a lot of ministry in that time. And a lot of times this is what I hear. And it's just super frustrating sometimes. Oh, I had no idea you guys needed help in that area. Or, oh, I thought somebody else was already taking care of that. Or I just didn't know how to serve. I think it's easy for us to like fall into that trap to be like, oh, somebody else is doing it, that the guy next to me is doing it, that the staff has it. But in all reality, when we're part of a church, we're part of a larger body. And I'm going to get into that here in a second. And we're all positioned to help one another and to serve one another and to serve the greater church as a whole. God wants you to help serve the church, and because it helps us sanctify us. Because when we take our eyes off ourselves and we start looking at other people, and we start looking at the church, and we start focusing on what God has for us, it changes our lives completely. I've seen it with my own life, and it's one of those things where serving is a really, really good thing that God gives us to do. All right, so bear with me on this. This is a huge chunk of verses that's coming up. We're talking about the body. So we're following up with these verses in 1 Corinthians. And he says this, yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand, that does not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear says, I'm not part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it less any part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if the whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything, right? Our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it only had one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. And the foot can't, or the hand, the head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And the parts we regard as less honorable are those that we clothe with great care. So we carefully protect those parts that should not be seen, while the more honorable parts do not require the special care. So God has put the body together such that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members so that the members care for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. Sorry, I messed up on those. I didn't skip them as fast as I should. We are all part of the body that God has placed together, right? And the only way for this to function is for us to be together. We need to position ourselves in our church so that we can actually be a healthy and thriving church. And a church is just going to be anemic if everyone just comes and walks out the doors on Sunday and never serves, because we can't function as a body when we do that. And again, because we're given a specific gift, God puts us together for a specific purpose. And there's a reason why you have a talent that you do. There's a reason why you are here at the Rock Church at this moment in time. And it's not just so that you can come and hang out. It's so that you can be part of it, that you can be part of this. And so if I was to be put in charge of anything else of the church besides the design, I probably wouldn't be successful. And that's because that's what God has given me as my talent. That is where God has placed me. Which this leads me to my last point. We need to let serving transform us to being more like Jesus. I know this might sound completely contradictory to what I've just been saying, but while you have been gifted with a particular task or a particular talent in life, there are times when we may be called to do something that might not be part of what we would say is our talent. But when we actually take our primary ministry and we say that is our shape, that is where we fit into the body, and then our secondary service is when we actually can fit in when there's a moment of need. And sometimes for us that means cleaning toilets or changing diapers or serving coffee or whatever it might be. We're like, oh, I don't want to do that. It's probably one of those things where God is saying, actually, let me refine you a little bit and have you serve in that capacity. Because when we're uncomfortable, a lot of times God can sanctify us in that. And sometimes you might be pulled in this position of service that might not be where you want to be, but also he will put you in positions and take you out of positions as needed. Because when we're walking with Jesus, he's going to say, you know what? I need you here right now, so I need you to do this, or I need you to do that. And many times in my walk with the Lord, I've been in certain scenarios in life, like where I've been playing music for a long time. But then God's like, I don't need you there. I need you over here right now. And there's a felt need in this specific area. But all the whole time, I'm still doing design work. And I'm serving the church in that capacity. But then there's other areas that pop up. Even just when we're in the transition from Salt Lake down here to Draper, when Ashley and Still were both out, I had to take on that whole role of admin, and I was printing bulletins, and I was, you know, making sure things were taken care of, buying communion supplies, doing all these little things that aren't necessarily, I would say, they're not my talent. Like, you know, printing bulletins is not real hard. You can press a button, right? But the thing is, all those things needed to happen, and I can do that because God said, hey, I do need you to serve, but in this capacity right now. And whatever that could look like, you know, Bill might get up and say, hey, I need you guys to serve at the Easter sunrise service. Is there someone that can do that? You're like, well, it's not my wheelhouse. I don't like getting up at 6:30 in the morning. I don't either. But God calls us to serve in those capacities sometimes. Amen. So not only does God give us that ability to be in a specific task, he also calls us to saying, hey, you know what? Sometimes I don't need you to serve in this area. I need you to serve in this area. And I need you to do that because why? It helps me sanctify you. It helps me teach you to become more like me. And I love this verse because it's like Matthew 7:16, and Jesus says, you can tell what they are by what they do. It's easy to talk about it. It's hard to do it, right? And so we can be men of example. And us in this room right now, you guys are here because, not because you're like, oh, I just kind of come to church. You're like, I really want to grow my relationship with Christ, so I want to get more into it. And this is one of those times where it's like, you guys are here, you're doing it. You're a great example to our church. You guys are here at Every Man's Monday. So when we make that announcement like, hey, guys, come to Every Man's Monday, and you guys can all be like, yeah, we did it. You guys came. It's awesome. And so this is one of those verses that tell us, like, let's do it, not just talk about it. And because we were created in the image of God, our service is a response to that. Jesus came to serve, and that should be our standard, right? Matthew 20:28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So when we identify what that main gift is that God has given us, it's much easier to actually shift our focus into some of these other areas and help out in serving. This also helps us greatly just to step into those areas of need. And when we take that focus and just be like, Jesus, how do you need to use me? We start to see people like Jesus sees them. And it starts to change us. And when we can do that, it also, we can start to see Jesus in other people. And this is a big deal, guys. It really is. I feel like serving is one of those areas in our life where when we actually start doing it, Jesus can really refine us. He can really change our hearts and our minds. It can flow over even into our family. And it will overflow into your family. If you are a man who's serving the church and you're serving your wife and you're serving your kids, it's going to overflow everywhere in your life. Matthew 25:40, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did to me. And that is going to be our verse that we're using for the CARES ministry. If you guys have been informed of what's happening with that, we've just launched this CARES ministry, and there's a bunch of ministries that we've partnered with around the valley, nationally and even globally, to be able to help support them, being able to serve in those capacities. And you see this wall being built out here, that's actually going to be an area where you can see what's happening in all those different ministries. I'm really excited about it, actually, because it just shows that we truly do care as the Rock Church, that we care about community, we care about other people, we care about the things that God wants us to care about. We care about the least of these. And so one of those things is, you guys as men, we can lead the church in that. We can be that example to everybody else in our church. When we start seeing ministry opportunities, let's be the guys that jump in and take care of it. Let's see the need and help out with that. And, you know, sometimes that is being, you know, going and actually physically serving. Sometimes it's donating money. Sometimes it's praying. Sometimes it's just being there to help when needed. But when we have opportunities come up, let's figure that out. Let's look at those things and actually run with them and help. So God has gifted you all with a talent that fits perfectly into the body of Christ. And because of that, as men, we should seek out opportunities to serve the church. And this ultimately will end up taking the focus off of ourselves and putting it on Jesus. And it will let him transform us into ways that we will never really understand until we actually get to heaven. And so, you guys, those are the three things I just really wanted to talk about tonight was, you know your area of gifting. You know, seek out opportunities to serve, and then let Jesus transform you in your servanthood. And so I'm going to pray. And one thing that Mac mentioned today in our staff meeting was he wanted to be able to be available for anyone who needs specific prayer tonight. So I believe the pastors are going to be available after I pray. And if you need any of that, please come up and talk with us and pray with us. We'd love to do that for you. All right, so let's pray. Lord, again, thank you for tonight. Thank you that we could come together and that we can just truly fellowship with one another, that we can learn from your word. Lord, that you're always trying to refine us in some way, that you love to sanctify us. And so, Lord, teach us to be men who can serve your church in the capacity that you want us to serve. Let us have our focus on you. Lord, teach us to serve our families, teach us to serve the church, and teach us to serve the community. And Lord, as we go out throughout our week, just let us look for opportunities to do that. You give us so many different ways to do it. And so I just ask that you guide us in all of that. And I just thank you so much for this group of men that came tonight. And I just love you so much. And we commit our week to you. In these things we pray. Amen.